after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached, rolled back the stone, and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus, the crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." Then they went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce this to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, knowing that we have no baptisms or confirmations this evening, I thought I would go through the liturgy moment by moment in excruciating detail and preach on each of the readings for 10 to 12 minutes.
Alone.
It is with great joy that we are here, because the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. We come to gather and keep vigil, watching at the tomb, and yet we know how the story ends, don't we? But do we really? Are we convinced? Or do we lie somewhere between belief and disbelief? Somewhere between that great joy and a sadness that drags us into the gutter. Today we keep vigil. We watch and wait. We hear the great stories of our faith played out from the very beginning of the earth until the resurrection of the Lord. And yet, what happens? Where are we? Where are we going? This vigil, this great time of waiting upon the Lord in darkness, allows us to see light in a new way. What lights have we chosen to follow? Do we follow the light of Christ even into, well, the rain or snow or sleet? Right? Juneau, Alaska, more likely to rain on Easter than on Christmas. How do we follow this light? Is it always the touchstone like this liturgy is for us every year? Is the light of Christ that which we pattern our life after? We are to become as he is, luminous, glorious, and alive. But there's some days I don't, well, feel alive. And some days I don't feel bright or luminous. I try to forget about those days, but they keep sneaking back to me. What can we learn from what our God has done? What can we see in what our God has suffered for us and what he's left for us? right? On Thursday, we began this great liturgy of the Triduum with Christ giving his very body and blood that we might have life to eternity and showing us that that Eucharist is to be of service. That great thanksgiving to God is as we give thanks for serving one another. Was it yesterday or 2 weeks ago that we celebrated Good Friday? The Triduum seems to drag bigger and bigger in my heart. And we heard in John's glorious gospel how Jesus chose, he was not dragged, chose to go to the cross for you and for me, for each one of us. Those were not just the sins of the Israelites nailed to that cross. They were my sins, our sins. It was not some distant, unimportant execution of some carpenter. It was the Lord of glory, the creator of heaven and earth, the God made flesh, dwelling among us, that said, you know, these people need a break from sin, destruction, and death, and I will give it to them, even if they don't want it, deserve it, desire it, or understand it. And Jesus went to the cross that we might have life eternal. There's this beautiful image in the writings of the early church that the cross was the hook and Jesus the bait. And what was caught was death itself. And Satan tried to swallow up the Lord of glory. He'd been desiring to do this since he walked on the earth as a little babe, wanting to destroy the very light and life of the world. And you can just see him coming up as this big sea monster. And crunch! And he drags Jesus way down into the depths of the earth. And yet, what happens? He's caught. He's caught the very Lord of life. And death is destroyed forever. The gates of heaven are opened, and the gates of hell are crushed, and everyone is released from their prison of time and given back life eternal. Satan, not knowing what he has caught, not knowing, it's like hooking into like the 7,000-pound halibut and it's dragging you down, right? Satan is hooked and he can't get away and he's trying to get rid of this because he's brought the Lord of light into his very darkness. And what happens when you bring light into darkness? There's no more darkness. And Satan loses. And that's why we start with a fire. That's why we start with the liturgy of light, because the light of the world dispels darkness, even if it's only the smallest bit of light. How will we show that light off? How will we let it shine brightly in us? How will we remember that we are people of the light and of the living? Death has no power over us. Can you say it with me? Death has no power over us. And yet, we forget, don't we? I do. When I'm feeling down and gloomy, when things seem closing in on me, but I have to remember that it's when I'm feeling that down and gloomy that I have to remember. What we do tonight is called remembering. We, check your shoes, marched dry shod. There should be little bits of sand and seashells through the Red Sea. We were there going, wait a minute. Isaac, no, wrong land. Come on, Abraham. We want to be your children. You can't take out your first offspring. We were there when Isaiah invited us to that mountain of God, where everyone, rich and poor, slave and free, will feast on rich food and pure choice wines without cost. We were there when our God called us from death to life. How many were at their own baptism? Just checking. If we were there at our own baptism, we have died with Christ that we might live forever with Him and with everyone else. And so when we forget, when I forget and darkness seems to be crushing in on me, that's when I say, Lord of light, heaven and earth's creator, come and shine brightly in my life again. And I read these stories, and I remember. I come forward to communion, and I receive the very light of the world, dispelling darkness, and it fills me. It fills us. It fills the whole world with new life. Jesus is not dead. He is alive. And He's not far away. He's here in our midst. Let us rejoice, for He is risen. He is risen indeed.